In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is gone, vanished. The one who drew breath like us, knew cold, thirst, got tired. People could touch the clothes he wore, hear him speaking, feel the gentle pressure of his hands as he washed their feet. And then, from one day to the next, gone. But where to? The Bible is very clear. He was raised up to heaven. He has returned to his Father to sit at his right hand in glory. From Advent to Easter, we have focused on Jesus the man, held in his mother's arms, walking the roads of Galilee and Judea, sharing a lakeside picnic with his disciples. Jesus, who is one of us, a friend, someone we can go to when we are in trouble. But Jesus is not just a kind of big brother, or good Samaritan, or some sort of guru full of wise sayings. Not someone in the same category as Socrates or Mahatma Gandhi or Nelson Mandela, for all their qualities and their place in history. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, true God from true God. Jesus is something else altogether. The event of the Ascension marks the departure of Jesus, but by this very fact, we are faced with the transcendence of Jesus. That is, his glorified, otherworldly nature, beyond time and space, beyond our imaginings and our attempts to cut him down to size or fit him into our own human-shaped explanations of life, the world, and where we're all headed. As he disappears into the clouds, all those human constructs disappear with him. When Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, returned to Earth, a reporter asked him, "What did you see up there?" To which he replied, "He did not see God or angels." Well, he wouldn't, would he? Because that is just bringing God to our level. Even when we ask, why did God allow 2 earthquakes to happen in Nepal? Or why does he allow the mother of 3 children to get cancer? These are human questions, and human attempts to answer them will not work. We need to read the last chapter of the book of Job. Similarly, worship that talks a lot about me. Here I am. I will give you praise, and so on. All that might make us feel good, but it cannot actually grapple with these hard questions because it is too much in our human image. True scriptural worship, on the other hand, is transcendent, addressed to and in adoration of the living God. As described in the book of the prophet Isaiah, worship is a time when the veil of the temple is moved aside for a moment, just a bit, allowing us to glimpse the glory and the majesty of heaven. And our church building should be a house of prayer, not merely somewhere where prayers are said. But none of this is to suggest that God is in his heaven and safely cut off from all the things happening here in our daily lives down here. Because Jesus did live a human life and is now at the right hand of God, heaven and earth are forever joined. At the ascension, Jesus has left us in one sense, but not in others. R.S. Thomas, the Welsh priest poet, once wrote about faith as a room I enter from which someone has just gone. Even though he has left, you sense his presence. And for today's first reading, we heard about the call of Matthias to fill the empty gap in the number of the apostles. Jesus' departure is not the same as his absence. He continues to call people to step forward, to fill the gaps, to be themselves the answer to people's prayers and cries of pain. Answers that go beyond the human and point us to the transcendent, living God. Amen.